我们这一节到四点钟。
This session will last until four.
那下一节四点十分到五点。
The next session will be from 4:10 to 5.
啊，所以我们五点会准时结束。
We will end promptly at 5 p.m.
啊，如果我们看我们早上下午聚完会，这里都有一个家庭聚会的安排。
We can see on the projection that after the morning and afternoon service, there are some arrangement for family Bible studies.
那这个家庭聚会大概都是以查经为主。
The family services are usually set up as Bible studies.
查经，为什么我们有会堂聚会还需要查经？
Why is it that in addition to chapel services, we need to have these Bible studies?
好几个理由。
There are several reasons.
第一个，会堂聚会是单向的。
First, the service in the chapel is the unidirection.
就是一个人讲，那我们听完就完了。
Which is to say that a person would speak, and after everyone hears it, that would be the end of it.
那家庭聚会是双向或者多向。
However, family Bible studies tend to be a multi-directional or at least dual direction.
能够更多人参与。
Many more people can participate.
所以我们有问题可以问，那别人也可以有感想也可以分享。
If there are questions, we can ask them. Other people can also have their sharing.
因此这个家庭聚会能够很深入的来查考一段圣经。
That's why during these Bible studies, we can actually study more in depth the Bible.
而且我们从家庭聚会这样讨论当中，我们更容易彼此了解。
From the discussion of these family Bible studies, we can also come to know each other better.
借着讨论道理能够有更深入的团契。
Through the study and discussion of the Word, we can actually have fellowship with each other.
那还有就是家庭聚会我们对圣经的了解可以很有系统。
Also, for our family services, we can systematically study the Bible.
我们一般在会堂讲道这个题目跳来跳去，每个人讲的不太一样。
Usually, for chapel services, the sermon topics tend to vary quite differently.
所以有时候我们发现这个会堂的讲道，除非同一个人讲，不然就比较少连贯、连续性。
Unless it's by the same person, usually the sermons we hear in the chapel tend to not be that systematic.
但是如果家庭聚会查经，我们就一段一段这样一直查下来，这是有系统。
But with family services and Bible studies, we can actually study a passage at a time in succession so we can really learn systematically.
因此这个会堂聚会还要用家庭查经来补足了。
That's why in addition to the chapel services, we need to supplement with family Bible studies.
因为有时候我们在会堂聚会如果你那个聚会安排表，你把它所有题目都把它抄下来，然后把它分析一下 ，A 到 Z 大概是从 A 到 F，A 到 G 这样一直在重复。
If you look at the service schedule for the month and you put in all the sermon topics for each of the service, you'll see that out of the topics available from A through Z, that there are a lot of repetition from A through F or A through G.
所以有一些主题大概从来都没有讲过。
So certain themes or topics would not be touched on in the sermons.
但是如果我们用家庭查经其实每一段圣经跟生活都有关系。
But with the family Bible study, you can see that every passage is related to our lives.
因此如果这样很有系统查下去我们生活的每一个层面都会接触到。
That is why when we study the Bible so systematically, we can actually touch upon every aspect of our lives.
所以我们除了会堂聚会还需要有这个查经来互补。
Hence, the reason we need to have these family services Bible study to supplement the sermons in the chapel.
这两个在整个教会发展都是需要的。
These two are both necessary in the church development.
但是现在问题就是有的家庭聚会查经查到最后散掉了。
But the the issue we have sometimes is that the family service would actually come to nothing after they have studied the Bible together for a while.
因为有的查来查去，圣经也没有什么，没有意思。
Because they feel like there is really no meaning to their study.
这个圣经没有什么，是因为我们没有深入，不是圣经没有什么。
So the problem is not that the Bible doesn't have meaning, but it's rather how we study it.
有一次我去参加校园团契。
One time I went to attend a campus fellowship.
一个钟头查三章。
In 1 hour, they study 3 chapters.
我问他说，你怎么一个钟头查三章？
I asked them, how do you study 3 chapters in an hour?
查一章时间太多。
They said that if we study 1 chapter only, then that's too much time.
其实哦，你如果真的很深入查哦，有时候一个小时大概查一段。
Sometimes, if you really want to study in depth, with 1 hour, you can really only study a passage.
那一个小时查三章，大概就是一个概括这样谈一谈，很表面这样谈一谈。
If you want to study 3 chapters in an hour, you can really touch on it very high level or very superficially.
所以如果我们圣经看得很深入，你会发现圣经很有趣。
When we are able to look in depth into the Bible, we'll find that the Bible is very interesting.
那如果换我们来讲圣经，讲到大家打瞌睡，这不是圣经有问题，是我们有问题。
If we speak about the Bible to the point of putting everyone to sleep, it is not a problem with the Bible, but the way we talk about it.
其实圣经里面是有生命的。
Because the Bible has life.
圣经是真理。
The Bible is the truth.
那要怎么把这个查经带好？
How do we lead a Bible study effectively?
有至少有几个重要因素。
There are at least several important reasons.
第一个就是准备的人要充分的准备。
The first is that the facilitator needs to be well prepared.
那第二个就是需要有圣灵在带领我们在查经的时候。
The second is that we need the guidance of the Holy Spirit during our Bible study.
所以如果准备的人啊，准备得很充足啊，包括参加的人，那同时又有圣灵在带领运行哈，我们这个查经完，你会觉得大家都造就很多。
If there is sufficient preparation on the part of the facilitator and the attendees, as well as the guidance of the Holy Spirit, then we'll find that we're greatly edified at the end of the study.
那这个所谓准备有两方面。
In terms of preparation, there are 2 aspects.
一个是参加的人，一个是主领的人。
The first is those who attend the Bible study. The second is the facilitator.
那如果每个人都有准备来参加查经啊，这个查经会很有造就。
If everyone comes prepared to the Bible study, then that Bible study will be very edifying.
因为他来就是要来分享他的心得。
Because when everyone comes, they come to share.
但是我们现在常常发生的问题是，来带领的人没有准备。
But now the problem we often have is that the facilitator does not come prepared.
那你怎么知道他没有准备
？How do you know the facilitator is not ready?
他就讲一点点，然后让大家去讨论。
Because he would speak only very little and let everyone discuss.
那十个人一人讲一点，一下就过去了。
With 10 people attending, and everyone speaking just a little bit, an hour would pass by just like that.
那这个就是一个没有准备的一个表现。
This is a manifestation of a Bible study that is underprepared.
但是有准备也不一定说你要从头讲到尾，那这个就不叫做查经了。
But even if you are prepared, you don't need to speak from the beginning to the end, because if you do that, then this is no longer a Bible study.
所谓准备就是要准备来引导我们的查经。
What it means by being prepared is that we are prepared to lead or facilitate the study.
然后准备来带领他们的讨论。
And that we're prepared to lead the discussion.
那万一这个整个查经好像熄火了，没有人讲话，要用一些问题来带领他们的思考。
If there is really no discussion, then we would be responsible to generate more discussions.
所以这个查带领人一定要有相当的准备。
That's why the facilitator needs to be at least sufficiently prepared.
那我们等一下会再来想怎么准备。
Later on, we will touch on how do we prepare.
那参加的人也要准备。
Those who are attending the Bible study also need to prepare.
就是你还没有来参加家庭聚会前，你自己先读几遍。
That is, before you come to the Bible study, we need to read the passage several times.
然后来的时候就是来分享这一段我有什么感想。
When we attend the study, then we can share our reflection.
那其中有一个很共同需要的准备，就是查经的基础是读经。
One of the very common preparation we need to have together is that the basis of Bible study is Bible reading.
为什么有时候我们发现要查经的时候没有人讲话？
Why is it that during some Bible studies we find that no one is speaking?
大家都很谦卑，没有人讲话。
Everyone is so modest and no one wants to speak.
因为没有话可以讲。
And that's actually because they have nothing to say.
为什么没有话讲？没有感想。
Why is it that we don't have anything to say? It's actually because we don't have any reflection.
为什么没有感想？
Why is it that we don't have reflection?
没有读经。
Because we don't read the Bible.
这个读经很重要，因为圣经第一遍读你觉得很深不晓得他在讲什么。
Because Bible reading is actually very deep, especially the first time you go through your reading, you will find that the Bible is very deep.
那读第二遍深一点，你就很有趣。
The second reading of the Bible, you will actually find that it's very interesting.
那第三遍读你就越来越深了，你会发现里面很多东西。
The third reading of the Bible, you will find that there are actually a lot of things in it.
所以如果我们常常在读圣经，你可以读得很深入的时候，我们就有东西可以分享。
So when we read the Bible often,And we're able to go deeper and deeper, then you'll find that you have a lot of reflection to share.
世界上只有圣经越读越深。
In the world, there's only one book, which is the Bible, that we would read, we would be able to read deeper and deeper.
这是神的话。
Because this is the word of God.
其他很多书你看一遍，大概你就不会想看第二遍了。
There are so many other books that after one reading, you would not want to touch it the second time.
它里面没有生命，看一遍就知道了。
In it, there is no life. After one reading, you already know what it's talking about.
所以一个很有效的查经一个最基本就是每一个人平常要读经。
For a Bible study to be effective, one very fundamental thing is everyone needs to read the Bible.
所以如果我们从这个礼拜开始
，So starting from this week,
一天读三章。
If everyone reads three chapters a day.
三章大概多久？谁读过？一天读三章大概多久
？How many people have done that before? How long would it take for you to read three chapters a day?
建华要多久？你大概读过学过速读的很快，五分钟是吧
？You probably learn speed reading maybe 5 minutes.
三章要多久
？How long would it take to read three chapters?
谁读过一天读三章要多久
？Who has read before?Three chapters a day. How long would that take?
一年读一遍，对。但是一天读三章，那个要几分钟啊？啊，四十分。
So 40 minutes.
你这个读有两种
There are two types of reading.
你一个就是把它读过去，过目。
One is you actually just read through the passage.
那第二种就是边读边想。
The second type of reading, you are actually thinking along with the reading itself.
大概是第二种，所以四十分钟。
The sister was probably doing the second type. That's why it took her 40 minutes.
那你如果这样把它读过去三章大概十五到二十分钟。
If you just read through the passage, the first way, then it would take about 15 to 20 minutes.
我们都很忙应该不会说忙到二十分钟都没有。
Even though we're all very busy, but it shouldn't be that we would not have 20 minutes.
你想想看一天上网多久
？If you think about how long you're on the internet every day.
看电视多久
？How long you're on the TV every day.
聊天多久
？How long you're conversing every day.
Shopping 多久
？Or shopping.
你这些时间把它弄起来，你就发现我是有时间的，可以找得出时间的。
If you consolidate some of these hours, you find that you can find 20 minutes.
读经最难的是什么
What is the most difficult part about reading the Bible?
要把它读一遍，最难的是什么？
To be able to read through the entire Bible once, what is the most difficult part about that?
要把它读一遍，最难的是什么？
So what is the most difficult part?
我不知道。啊？了解，哎，对，那个也难了。其中有一个最难的，也是最简单的回答，就是恒心。
So the answer the sister gave was to understand everything in the Bible, and that is actually one of the most difficult things. But the most difficult thing about reading the Bible once is to have persistency.
你拿你的圣经来看，是全部都白的，还是有黑的？
If you pull up your Bible, do you see some black marks?
如果全部都白的，可能因为你每次读经都洗手。
If it's all white on the side, it's possibly because you always wash your hand before you read the Bible.
但是也有可能除了来教会回家都没有翻。
And it's also possible that other than using your Bible at church, you don't actually touch your Bible at home.
但是有的人哦，创世纪是黑的，每一次读经都创世纪开始。
But for some people, the Genesis section is black because every time they want to read the Bible through, they always start with Genesis.
创世纪还没有读完就忘记了。
Before they finish Genesis, they already forgot.
所以如果我们要查经哦，很深入，很有造就，就是每天都读经。
If we really want to study the Bible and to go in depth, we need to read the Bible every day.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为你在想一段圣经的时候，当圣经很熟了，你会串来串去的。
If you're very familiar with the Bible, even when you're thinking about one passage, you're able to thread everything together.
因为这个思想是贯通的。
This is because the thinking of the teachings of the Bible is actually very comprehensive.
那每个人都从其他的部分有一点点感想，这样合起来，这一次查经就很有心得。
When everyone is able to share from different part of the Bible, then this study is actually very edifying.
所以，建议大家新年的一个励志，读圣经，2012圣经读一遍。
So my suggestions for your 2012 goal is to read through the Bible once in the year 2012.
那到年底，你就会发现比我们年初的时候查经查得更深入。
Then you'll find that at the end of this year, you're able to study the Bible more in depth.
这是第一个建议哈。
This is the first suggestion.
那我们现在看充分的准备，第一点。
Now we'll look at the first point under well prepared.
我们要读要查带领查经之前呢，那一段要一直读，读到什么程度呢？
Before we lead a Bible study on a particular passage, we need to study it over and over again. And how many times do we need to study that?
读到哈，圣经合起来，你可以把那一段圣经讲得出来。
You need to repeatedly read the passage until you are able to close the Bible and be able to speak about that passage.
这是第一点。
This is the first point.
第二点。
The second point.
我们要读到能够给这一段圣经给予一个主题。
We need to be able to read until the point where we can give a topic or a theme to the passage.
如果这一段圣经你要来领会，请问你的题目会怎么解？
If you are to speak a sermon on this passage, the question for you is, what topic would you give this passage?
那最简单的就是英文也是这样，中文的有的那个中文圣经它就给你一个主题了。
Some of the passages in the Bible, in your Bible, there's already a topic listed.
但是你如果照那个抄那个没有生命，你要自己去想。
If you just copy from your Bible, there usually is no life in it. You need to actually think about it.
好，现在给大家两分钟哈。马可福音第五章。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 5, and now we will have 2 minutes to do this.
第一节到十一节。
Verse 1 to 11.
如果请你以这一段圣经讲到，你的题目会是什么？
So if you were to speak a sermon on this passage, what would your topic be? And this is Luke chapter 5, verse 1 to 11.
每个人都要有题目。
So everyone needs to have a topic.
路加五章一节到十一节。
Luke chapter 5, verse 1 to 11.
这个就是我们准备查经的方法。
This is a method of of preparing for the Bible study.
找出一个主题。
To find a theme.
先想到了先讲。
If you think of a topic, please share.
问大家问题不是考试啊，是给大家一个互动，这样子不会打瞌睡。
When I ask you a question, it is not because I want to test you as an exam, but that we can have interaction.
它的主题是什么？
What is the main theme?
路加 Luke chapter 5.谁找到主题先讲。
So whoever finds a main theme, please share.
快，时间到了。
Time's is up.
哎 ，Pat 先，你的主题是什么？
Long shout into the deep to be
fishermen. 这么长啊？
This is really long.
哦，开船入深海，得人如得鱼。哦，我们一般哦，领会的主题哦，不超过十个字。
Usually we limit our sermon topic to 10 words.
好，还有没有？
Any other theme?
得人如得鱼。
Fisher of men.
我们每个人可以不一样啦，互相参考。
We can all have different topics.
Turning point. 转捩点。还有没有？
Any other?
再一个。
One more.
有没有其他不同的主题？
Are there other themes?
所以我们如果我今天要带领这一段，那第一个我要先看到我自己可以找到一个主题。
If we are being assigned to lead a Bible study on this passage, we need to first find a theme.
做参考了，我给他一个主题，就是彼得的改变。
Just for your reference, the topic that I have given this passage is the change in Peter.
就是他遇到耶稣以后的改变。
That is the change that was brought about from meeting Jesus.
那现在有一个主题以后
，When we have a theme,
那接下去。我们就要这一段圣经要分段来讨论。
Then we need to look into the different sections of this passage for discussion.
那如果是彼得的改变
，If it is the theme, the change of Peter.
那我们先来看哈。
Now we can look at this.
彼得遇到耶稣第一个改变是什么
？What was the first change Peter had when he first met Jesus?
He recognized Jesus. 在哪一节？
I'm a sinner. I'm a sinful man.
那是到第八节。
So in verse 8, Peter said, I'm a sinful man.
那是改变，但是不是第一个。第一个。
So that was a change, but it was not the first one in this passage. So what is the first change in this passage?
第一个改变什么？
What is the first change?
依从神的话。这个是态度，实际上啊，他体验的改变，第一个改变。
The suggestion just now was to heed the word of God, and that's actually an attitude. So what is the action that he had from his change?
如果我们要看他改变，就是说他没有遇到耶稣以前，跟他遇到耶稣以后有什么不同？这个不同就是他的改变。
We can look at it from the time before he met Jesus to the time after he met Jesus. What was really changed from these two things? That's his change.
当然我们在带领查经，你也可以第一节，然后一节一节这样解释。
Of course, if we're leading this Bible study, we can also go from verse 1 and 2 and on to explain everything.
但是这样一节一节这样解释，好像这一章的那个重点没有抓到。
But sometimes when we explain verse by verse, we would not necessarily grasp onto the main theme of the passage.
因为它有几个重点在那里。
There are several main points here.
所以他遇到耶稣之前跟遇到耶稣之后，第一个改变是什么？你把它比较有什么不同？
Before and after meeting Jesus, what are the changes?
第一节哈，你一直读到第七节。
From verse 1 to verse 7.
第一个改变是什么？
What is the first change?
抓鱼。OK.
So again, for your reference, before he met Jesus,
整夜劳力没有打着什么，船是空的。
He labored all night, but they did not catch anything.
遇到耶稣以后。
However, after meeting Jesus,
船装满了，鱼装满了两只船。
The fish would fill two boats.
这个就是第一个改变。
This is the first change.
从没有变成有。
From nothing to abundance.
所以我如果我们看这个第二点哈，解经的三个阶段。
If we look at the second point, presenting the passage in three stages.
第一个就是了解它字面的意思。
The first is we need to understand what the literal meaning is.
这个字面的意思就是说，对这一段圣经，你把它观察以后，然后把它结论做一个重点。
That is to say, you make an observation of this passage, and then you made a conclusion out of that.
这是字面的意思。
This is the literal meaning.
所以，第一个改变呢，从没有变成有。
The first change is that from nothing to something.
这是我们观察字面的意思，所引出来一个结论。
This is a conclusion we deduce from the literal meaning.
那这个字面的意思啊，有一个结论之后，接着要进入解释它的属灵含义。
When we have such a conclusion, we then need to enter into the spiritual teaching.
什么叫做从没有变成有？
What does it mean from nothing to having something?
这是什么意思？
What does that mean?
没有遇到耶稣以前，我们生活没有神的恩典。
Before we met Jesus, our life is without the grace of God.
遇到耶稣以后，
After we have met Jesus,
神的恩典很丰富。
Then the grace of God is abundant.
所以约翰福音说，道成肉身住在我们中间，充充满满，有恩典，有真理。
That's why in John it says that the Lord Jesus had become flesh to dwell among us, so that we may have abundant life.
所以从那个你看那个字面上那个船，两个船这样比较，然后引到属灵的含义，就是我们遇到耶稣会充满神的恩典。
So when you look at the boats, the two boats, and then also what Jesus did, then you can see that the grace has come abundantly.
那第三个就是要生活应用。
The third is a life application.
那生活会充满神的恩典，对实际的生活到底是什么意思？
When we are able to have abundant grace, what does that really mean to our lives?
这个第三点也很重要。
The third point is also very important.
如果我们每次都查到第二点哦，属灵的含义，我们头脑里面装满一大堆属灵含义，但是生活不会改变。
If we always stopped at the spiritual teaching, then our mind might be filled with all the spiritual knowledge, but our life would still not change.
但是我们查经到最后是要改变我们的生活。
However, the point of our Bible study is so that our lives can be renewed.
所以我不晓得大家有没有这个感觉，我每一次查经查到最后都是在理论上在探讨。
I don't know if you have this feeling that Bible studies are oftentimes just some type of theological discussion.
但是怎么把那个理论用到我们生活，这个很重要。
How do we bring the theoretical discussion into the application of our lives?
那实际上生活上来讲，什么叫做没有变成有？
In a practical sense, what does it mean to have nothing and then be changed to have something?
第一个最基本的就是什么？生活的需要。
The first aspect of that is the needs of our lives.
就是这里讲的鱼嘛。
This is what is mentioned here as fish.
这是信耶稣第一个改变。
This is the first change brought about from believing in Jesus.
那第二个，就是
心
灵上。
Is in our heart.
我们的心灵上富足。
And that is, we can be rich in our inner heart.
本来还没有信主以前，心常觉得很空虚、空洞。
Before we believe in Christ,We often feel empty in the heart.
那信主以后，你就觉得内心比较充实。
But after believing in Christ, we feel that our heart is fuller.
这个就是从没有变成有。
This is from nothing to abundance.
那这个就是生活的应用。
This is life application.
那可以见证一些例子。
We can give some examples.
好，那我们现在再深入来想哦。
And now we can take it even deeper.
这个从没有变成有。
From nothing to abundance.
到底彼得做了什么？
What is it that Peter had to do to have that?
所以他可以体会到从没有变成有。
For him to really experience that.
那他做的今天对我们来讲有什么意义？
What he did back then, what does it really mean to us today?
好，我们现在来看哦。
Now we can look at it.
彼得体会从没有变成有，他做了什么？
What is it that Peter did in order to be able to experience from having nothing to having abundance.
从第三节你一直观察哦，所以查经你要准备的时候要观察很深入。
When we are preparing, we need to make deep observation.
有时候是两节圣经节要互相比较。
Sometimes we need to compare two verses.
有时候是两句话要互相比较。
Sometimes we need to compare two phrases.
那在比较当中你发现它的不同，那个就是原因。
When we are comparing and see that there are differences, that's the reason.
这个叫做准备。
This is called preparation.
对，有时候你坐在客厅，你就一直在看那一段圣经，看多久了？半个钟头。
Sometimes you see someone sitting in the living room, studying a passage for half an hour.
然后你把你的心得就写下来。
Then you would write down your reflection.
我们在准备查经要避免第一个就是去翻参考书。
The thing we need to avoid is looking for reference books firsthand.
不是说不可以用。
We're not saying that we cannot use reference books.
因为这写参考书的人他有他的研究。
Because the person who wrote the reference book has his research.
他有他的心得。
He also has his reflection.
但是我们一开始查经你就去看你的想法就被他框住了。
If when we are studying the passage ourselves, we would refer to those books,then very easily our thinking is framed by what the reference book author is thinking.
因为我们都有圣灵，所以我们自己去看，然后圣灵感动我们，有什么感想全部都写下来。
Because we have the Holy Spirit, so when we read the passage, we can rely on the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit will help us to think about what is our thinking, and we can write all that down.
那我们都写下来，你差不多，这个就是我的心得了，然后你参考书再翻开，有一些我没有想到，再加进去。
After you have listed down everything, then that is considered your reflection. After that point, then you can look at reference books to see if you had missed out something that you didn't think about.
那这样的话，你就发现会有很多新的感想。
This way, you'll find that you have many new reflections.
不然的话，每个人都用同一本参考书，到最后结论，大家发表感想都一样。
Otherwise, if everyone is using the same reference book, then everyone will have the same reflection at the end.
因为大家都被它框住了。
This is because everyone's thinking is framed by that reference book.
好，那我们先来看哦，彼得体验从没有到有，你从这个第二节一直想到第五节，有什么原因？至少有三个原因。
And we look at verse 2 to verse 5, and thinking about Peter having nothing until he has abundance, there are actually three reasons mentioned here.
我们常常说，要查经要思想五个 W， 对不对？
We often say that when we study the Bible, we need to think about the five W's.
你第一个先想，是什么时候？
First, we think about the when.
第二个先想，他做了什么。
Then, the second is what.
那第三个先想，在哪里。
And the third is why.
就是用这样，
where.
用这样去想，然后一起去观察比较，就有答案了。
If you keep thinking it that way, and then make observation, then you will find answers.
我们先想。
So now let's think.
什么时候彼得抓了一船鱼？
When did Peter fish a boat full of fish?
听耶稣的话，那不是 when 吧？那个是方法，现在是 when 就是说时候，在什么时候。
So when is the time that Peter caught boat full of fish?
再缩小一点，第四节在什么时候？
We can look at just verse 4.
对，听耶稣讲完道。
So he had finished listening to Jesus teaching.
所以他就捕网一网。
And that's when he caught a boat full of fish.
这个是字面意思啊。
This is the literal meaning.
好，那这个字面意思要把它解释属灵含义。
Now we need to make this literal meaning into spiritual teaching.
听耶稣讲完话就捕网一船鱼，这个属灵含义是什么？
When he finished listening to Jesus' teaching, and then he is able to catch a boat full of fish, what does this mean spiritually?
用主耶稣讲的一句话把它讲出来。Yeah, 先求神的国跟神的义。
So seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness.
所以他听耶稣讲道，不是听耶稣教他怎么捕鱼。耶稣是木匠的儿子。
When he listened to Jesus, he wasn't listening to Jesus teaching him how to catch fish because Jesus is the son of a carpenter.
所以第一节最后一句话已经说，众人要听神的道。
So that's why it says that everyone had to listen to God.To hear the word of God.
所以听耶稣讲道就是先求神的国。
To listen to Jesus preaching is to seek first the kingdom of God.
然后就捕网一网鱼，就是日用的饮食都要给你。
Then he was able to catch a boat full of fish. That is to say, all that we need shall be provided for.
这个就从这字面的意思引申到属灵的含义。
This is bringing the literal meaning into spiritual teaching.
那现在生活应用呢？
So how about life application?
怎么把先求神的国跟神的义应用到生活？
How do we seek first the kingdom of God into our life?
那怎么应用？
How do we apply that?
我们有没有听过牧道朋友讲，我肚子都吃不饱了，叫我去敬拜神
？Have you ever heard from our truth seekers that they are hungry? So how can they do this?
其实如果我们真的很认真在追求神，有很多时候我们生活的需要，神都很奇妙的安排。
In actuality, when we really are trying hard to seek for God, a lot of the needs we have are fulfilled by God.
所以最需要忧虑的不是生活的需要。
So what we need to worry most is not the needs of life.
最需要忧虑的，我们注意的是我们去追求神的国跟神的义。
What we need to worry most is whether we are seeking for God and also His righteousness.
有一年我在东部啊，看那个一个大学的那个团契的那个几个学生毕业。
One time when I was in the East Coast, I saw some of the students graduating from college.
那一阵子哦，很难找工作。
At that point in time, it was very difficult to look for jobs.
那些学生啊，其实都很热心啊，每个礼拜都祷告。
And those students were very, very fervent, and they pray every week.
有的弟兄他们租这个一层的 apartment.
Some of the brothers were renting apartment together.
他们一起祷告，一祷告天摇地动，那楼上就会撞地板。
Every time they prayed together, it was as if there was an earthquake, and then their neighbors upstairs would stomp on the ground.
但祷告久，楼上也习惯了。
But after they prayed for a while, even the neighbor upstairs got used to it.
很奇妙，那一届的毕业生哦，有好几个还没有毕业就找到工作。
But very amazingly, before these students graduated, a lot of them already were made offers.
这个就是生活的应用，实际的体验。
This is life application, the experiences of our own lives.
这是第一个观察。
This is the first observation.
第二个观察。
The second observation.
我们刚刚讲是 when 嘛，时候，什么时候。
So just now we use when.
第二个是方法，它是怎么补到一，怎么。或者为什么，为什么它可以补往一网鱼，或者怎么补到。
Another one is how.
在第五节。
In verse 5. But Simon, verse 5. But Simon answered and said to him, Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net.
那为什么可以补往一网鱼？
Why is it that he was able to catch a boat full of fish.
第五节，你仔细看，然后观察，把它找一个答案。
If you look at verse 5 carefully, you can find the answer.
新的转变，怎么转变啊？你现在只是在讲属，对，你现在是讲属灵的含义，你已经进到第二步了。第一步从字面上来讲，
他就愿意给神一个机会，用神的方法来试试看。
对，那个是属灵含义哦。第五节来看字面上哦，找找看，你已经上了一层了。
就是 follow 那个 instruction。
对，哦，就是依从你的话，我下网，哦，这个就原因了。
So the literal meaning is that.Peter said, "At your word, I will let down the net."
好，那这个字面原先的解释属灵含义就是你刚刚解释的。
And the spiritual meaning of this phrase is that Peter was willing to listen to the word of God, and that is the spiritual teaching.
其实他是很有经验的渔夫。
We know that Peter was a very experienced fisherman.
耶稣是木匠的儿子。
Jesus, on the other hand, was the son of a carpenter.
打鱼他是外行的。
This is really outside of his trade.
你想想看，外行人指导内行的，你听得下去吗？
If you listen to a person who's out of the trade, teaching a person in the trade to do his work, can you actually listen on?
但他说，我依着你的话下网。
But Peter said, according to your word, I will let down the net.
就是我们愿意顺服主耶稣的话。
In other words, we are willing to submit.To the word of God.
有时候这个话哦，已经超过你的理性能够了解了。
Sometimes, this word are beyond the understanding we can have.
那你可以顺服。
And that we are willing to submit.
你就会从没有变成有。
Then we will have, we will have abundance from nothing.
好，那现在生活运用，请举一个例子。
For life application, let's give an example.
你愿意顺服神的话。 做你理性所没有办法了解的，这样你会可以体验到神的恩典有什么实际生活的应用。
When we're able to listen to God and do something that is hard for our logical mind to explain, and then as a result we experience the grace of God, what can we give as example?
Chris, 100减10等于多少？90。对，这个就是我们的理性，对不对？
So when we take 100 and subtract 10 from it, we get 90. This is our logical mind.
所以奉献有时候很难啊，因为100减10等于90。
That's why it's hard to give tithe, because we need to take 10 out of 100 and we have 90.
但是哦，很多人的体验，100减10等于多少？
But for many people, what is their experience when they have 100 and subtract 10?
等于多少？哎，太太回答，100减10等于多少？
Can the wives please give the answer?
啊。哦，对，大于一百。
So more than 100 is the result.
哎，那这个叫做体验。
This is called experience.
也叫做生活的运用。
It is called the application in our life.
那你信得下去吗？
Can you believe this?
好像耶稣告诉彼得，你下网去捕鱼，他信得下去吗？
Just like Jesus telling Peter, let down your net here. Can Peter really listen?
你信得下去，你去做，你就得福，就有体验。
If you're able to believe and you do it, then you will be blessed and you have an experience.
乃信不下去，你不能做，就没有体验，就这。
If you cannot believe, then you would not do it and you would not be able to have this experience.
还有没有？我们的信仰违反理性的，但是你信下去就有体验，还有没有？
Do we have any other example where we go against our logic, but we have a spiritual blessing as a result?
还有没有
？Anything else？
那就要想啊，你现在如果当你当主领，就要想。
As a facilitator, we need to think about this.
那你有一些见证，就会让这个整个查经活起来。
If we have any testimonies, then by sharing them, it will make the discussion very alive.
还有一个很实际的，守安息日。
Another one that is very practical is the observance of Sabbath.
如果我们有这个体验，你听到一些见证，这个就是造就。
If we have any personal experience, or if we have heard of other testimonies, we can share them for edification.
好，那第三个观察。
So the third observation,
就是第三节。
Which is in verse 3.
啊，这个第三节哈，主耶稣上了船。
In verse 3, Jesus went up to the boat.
第六节。
Verse
6. 下船就网住许多鱼。
When they had let down the net, they caught many fish.
然后第五节。
In verse 5.
我们整夜劳力没有打着什么。
We have toiled all night and caught nothing.
所以你比较这两个船有什么不同？
When you compare these two boats, what are the differences?
彼得什么都没有抓到，这个船跟彼得抓了一网的船，这两个船有什么不同？
The boat that Peter had.In catching nothing versus the boat that he had in having so many fish. What are the differences?
字面上观察，这个船有什么不同？
Let's make a literal meaning observation first.
有主耶稣啊，对，这个最大的不同。
So the greatest difference is that there is now Jesus.In the boat.
他抓一网都没有，一网都没有抓到鱼，里面没有主耶稣。
The boat where he caught no fish, is the one without Christ.
他抓了一网的鱼，主耶稣在上面。
But the boat in which he caught a great number of fish is the one with Christ.
这是字面的意思。
This is the literal meaning.
现在字面意思要把它解释做属灵含义。
What is the spiritual teaching then from the literal meaning?
那个什么意思？
What does that mean?
耶稣不在，什么都没有抓到。耶稣在，抓了一船鱼。这个属灵的含义是什么
？Without Jesus, there is no fish, and with Jesus, there's a boat full of fish. What is the spiritual teaching in this?
如果有主耶稣同在，就有神的恩典，这个就是属灵含义。
The spiritual teaching is that when we have the abundance of God, we have the grace of God.
哦，所以我们常常忧虑哦，生活。
We often worry about our lives.
其实哦，如果有神同在，你生活根本就不需要忧虑。
But in actuality, if we have the abundance of God, we do not need to worry about our livelihood.
我们可以用一节来圣经节来加以证实。
We can refer to a Bible verse to stress this point.
生命记第二章。
Deuteronomy chapter 2.
第七节。
Verse 7.
第二章第七节。
Chapter 2, verse 7.
因为主你的神在你手里所办的一切事已经赐福于你，你走这个大旷野他都知道，这四十年神常与你同在，故你一无所缺。这个地方讲，这四十年以色列百姓走旷野路。
Here it says that for 40 years the Israelites walked through the wilderness.
他没有耕种也没有收成。
They did not labor or plant.
但是一无所缺。
However, they lacked nothing.
那个关键在哪里？
Where is the key here?
第七节，关键在哪里？
In verse 7, where do we see the key?
他们一无所缺，关键在哪里？
What is the key in that they lack nothing?
一样，关键在哪里？ Yeah, 神与你同在。
The Lord has been with you.
好，那现在生活运用。
Now, the life application.
这个什么意思？
What does this mean?
只要我们追求神的同在，
As long as we pursue the guidance of God,
那其他你就做你应该做的，你生活就不会有缺了。
And you do what you need to do, then you will not be in lack.
对，追求神的同在是最重要的。
So to pursue for the guidance of God is the most important.
那你生活就不会有缺乏。
And you will lack nothing.
所以这个就是三个阶段，字面意思、属灵含义、生活应用。
So these are the three stages: the literal meaning, the spiritual teaching, and the life application.
因此，我们要准备要查经啊，就是你需要花时间。
When we are preparing for a Bible study, we need to spend time.
有时候今天看一下，明天看一下，下个礼拜轮我，天天看。
Sometimes we're about to lead a Bible study in a week. We would look at it today and tomorrow, and just look at it frequently.
然后看了以后就用一个问题把那一段的重点把它用一个问题把它问出来。
After we have looked at it many times, we can use the form of questions to look deeper.
就刚刚给大家的问题这样。
Which are the examples of the questions that we used just now.
但是我们带领的人，我们已经有答案。
But the facilitator needs to have the answer.
因为我们有准备。
And this is being prepared.
所以有准备跟没有准备差在哪里？没有准备也可以用问题给大家问啊，但然后就给大家去讨论，一下时间就过去了。
If we did not prepare, we can also use the form of questions for people to answer, and with answering questions.It will come to pass.
但是你如果有准备，那个问题啊是最重要的问题。
But if you are prepared, then you have the most important questions.
然后你有答案。
And you have the answers.
我们现在休息十分钟。
Now we will take a 10-minute break.
我们回来再来想其他的层面。
And after we come back, we can look at the other aspects.
一起默祷。
Let's pray in silence.